Gnome's recording for the position of Moody. I am Prince Moody. There has been a change in the leadership from higher up. The Skull King has granted me broad authority. So broad, in fact, you aren't technically working for him at all, but rather myself. Over the next several days, I will be going over this fort top to bottom. Top to bottom. This is your first and last warning. Only after I have fully assessed your utility will I be able to whip you into shape. A new shape. A better shape. Pillaging small villages of peasants is henceforth prohibited, especially if it's a cobbled village. All further ransacking and looting will be directed entirely to evil lairs, dungeons, and caves. But for now, you are all under orders to piss around and get drunk. Gnome recording for the position of Princess Silvermoon. But Majesty, thou art dressed in rags and scented of vermin, and a witchess hath transformed thee into a horrible monster. Ah, then we must be married at once. Oh, dear Prince Moody, I feel as if I had loved thee for all mine life. Thou must be introduced to mine father, the king, and present all of your land, underlings, and riches, so he may give us his approval. Oh, dearest prince, what horrors have fallen upon thou! The king will not approve of prince without land. But I shall, my most beloved fiancé. I have faith in thee, and I know that thou wilt succeed in thy journey to regain control of your country. I just know thy will. All right, and my final addition for the position of Rytle. I am Rytle, third daughter of the Skull King and heir to the throne, the Blood Jäger of Silva. And you, Prince Moody, have a lot of explaining to do. Prince Moody, what exactly happened to Galavera, the Lich King, the Skull King's great field marshal, twice knighted in the Order of Skulls? Such a band does not suddenly die, Prince Moody.